But outwardly he acted in a way as if to test Radha's love for him. What he did is he transformed himself into a wonderfully beautiful gopi and went right into King Vrishabhanu's palace. My dear devotees, it's not that he disguised himself like a gopi. It's not that he covered his body with a zari and different ornaments and rings and bracelets. No, he transformed himself. That means he took on a form of a gopi. Totally new outlook. The palace of King Vrishabhanu had four gates, each guarded by royal elephants, which were as black as coal. There was a moat which contained water around the palace. There were chamaras, different splendid pavilions within the palace, courtyard, saintly bulls and cows and calves, and cowherds which had flutes and sticks and sang very beautifully. So right into this palace, the magically transformed Krishna went in the form of a young girl and moved directly into the woman's quarter. Because he was so extremely beautiful and mesmerized everyone's eyes, the guards allowed him to pass. In these inner courtyards, the quarters for the beautiful women, there were beautiful women playing veenas and sitars. There were karatals and medangas and also many other instruments. Some of the beautiful women were holding flowers and all sang the glories of Srimati Radharani. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Si Radhe. 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 My dear devotees, there was such beautiful music and singing. The Brahma Sanghita tells us that in the spiritual world, there are millions of desire trees. There are thousands of Lakshmis or gopis who serve with great reverence and affection. And most important, you always hear somewhere the flute. Krishna's flute is everywhere. In this way, you always expect Krishna to come any moment. But at the same time, he keeps himself sometimes hidden from his devotees. There was a very interior courtyard, which was strewn over with the beautiful pinkish petals of the Shirisha flowers. And these flowers or petals, which covered the whole area like a thick carpet, were also overthrown with drops of honey from the Malati flower. And there, in the midst of this beautiful scene, surrounded by artificial streams, wish-fulfilling trees, awnings, pillars, the beautiful and delicate Radha moved on the carpet of flowers. Very slowly she moved, her delicate lotus feet all over. She was deeply absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. When will my lover come? All of a sudden, King Brishabhanu's daughter Radha saw a splendid personality enter the palace courtyard. It was the disguised Krishna. His, or should we say her, splendor eclipsed the splendor of all the other beautiful girls, as much as the moon which rises in the bluish night eclipses the light of the stars. Radharani, who had been walking, deeply absorbed in thoughts, saw this unusual visitor. And she immediately understood the greatness of her guest. She rushed towards the disguised Krishna and helplessly attracted to him, or should we say her? She embraced him or her in her two arms. She took him by the arm and led him to a glorious golden throne and worshipped him with Akya and other objects due to a very important person. Full of happiness, she said, "Beautiful friend, welcome. Please tell me your name. I'm very fortunate that today you have come to me. On this earth, is there anyone more glorious than you? O girl with the beautiful eyebrows, the place where you stay must be very fortunate. Please tell me, why have you come? And what can I do to assist you? I see that you have a light coming from your body. I see that you don't look straight but with sidelong glances. I see you have a pleasing smile and your graceful motions. They remind me of a very special person. But alas, alas, I don't dare to speak of him. I have one request in my heart. O beautiful one, come here and meet with me every day. If not that, then please give me your address so that I can come to you and we can regularly meet. By looking at you, I can say that you are dearer to me than my own self. And your form strangely reminds me of that form which I desire so much to embrace, of that form who has captured my heart. I am truly as happy now in your presence as in the presence of him. When Krishna heard these words of deep longing, he smiled inside, but outside, with the most bewitching smile and restlessly moving eyes, he said to beautiful lotus-eyed Radharani, "O girl, please know that I live in Gokula, just north of Nanda's palace. My name is Gopadevata. I have heard from Lalita's mouth about the sweetness of your beauty and your good qualities. I wanted to convince myself if you are really so unique, O girl with the restless glance. I have come now to your home. Even in the city of Indra, I tell you this is the truth. This is the truth, this is the truth. Even in the city of Indra, I have never seen or heard of anyone like you. My dear devotees, this is Krishna. Anyone who comes in contact with him, even if Krishna is transformed, this is a pravas or vilas form of him, then one is still helplessly attracted to him. In this way, Shri Radha and Krishna reenacted their first meeting in Maharaj Vrishabhanu's garden and fell totally in love with themselves. They were laughing. They were singing. They played with a toy ball made of flowers. They glanced at each other again and again and walked holding hands among the trees of that garden. Finally, the sun climbed down in its invisible ladder and started to approach the western horizon. Suddenly Sri Gopadevata said, "O Queen of Braj, sunset has come. Nanda Nagara, the town of Nanda Maharaj, where the Prince of Braj resides, is far away. I must leave immediately. But at sunrise, I will return to you. Of this, there is no doubt." My dear devotees, you must know that by his beauty, his form, his loving gestures, the way his eyes move, his fragrance, Krishna totally conquers the hearts of his devotees, so much so that they go mad in ecstatic love for him. Now Krishna wanted to say goodbye. When Radha heard that Krishna in the form of Gopadevata would leave her, she began to cry. She fell down on the ground like a banyan tree. Pong! Struck by a powerful wind. Her gopi friends rushed to her help and fanned her. Then Gopadevata bowed before Radha and said, "O beautiful one, please do not doubt. When the sun rises, I will return. O Radha, don't lament. If I don't go now, I will break my promise to milk my brother's cow." Balaram's cow. After comforting Radha with these soothing words, Krishna, who had magically transformed into the beautiful girl Gopadevata, went out of the courtyard of Brishabhanu's daughter. The gopis were merged in an ocean of separation. My dear devotee, a moment of separation from Krishna is experienced by the gopis like 12,000 years or more, and tears flow from their eyes like torrents of rains. The whole night Radha was not able to sleep. She was just crying, lying on her bed of lotus flowers. Oh, my friend, oh, my only friend, oh, my soul friend, Gopadevata, come back and give life again to me. When the night had somehow passed, and all the gopis looked into the direction of the entrance in which they had seen Gopadevata for the first time, at the exact moment when the sun rose, Gopadevata came dancing into the courtyard. Srimati Radharani, upon seeing him, stood up, rushed towards him, and offered him a seat, worshipped him, and then began to express her heart. Oh, my beautiful friend, I was so very unhappy at night without you. Now where you have returned, I'm like one who has found a great treasure. Oh, beautiful one, first you have made me happy and then you have made me sad. Isn't this what Krishna always does to his devotees? He appears and they are happy, they are overwhelmed, and then he disappears and they cry. But my dear devotees, do you know that these tears are happy? Do you know that these tears are necessary? If you can't cry for Krishna, your eyes will never be clear. There is so much dust in your eyes, the dust of matter, the dust of material attachments. This dust only leaves you when you start crying for Krishna. Only tears for Krishna will wash away the dust of Maya. Now, as Srimati Radharani looked at Gopadevata's face, she studied the face very, very minutely. And then she saw how Gopadevata all of a sudden looked very sad and miserable. Radharani and the gopi friend looked at Gopadevata, who now started to cry tears of misery. Radha said, "Oh, beautiful one, why are you so unhappy? Oh, Gopadevata, please tell me. Did your mother, brother, sister, or sister-in-law speak angry words to you? Are you maybe separated from your husband? Or do you have a husband who has many co-wives and one of them found fault with you? Whatever it is that troubles your heart, please tell me. I can help you. I will cure your unhappiness. If you have any desires, you may take many elephants from me, horses, jewels, or if good garments please you and wipe away that miserable expression from your face, take my garments, take even palaces. I wish to do you welfare. In this way, Srimati Radharani expressed her unfailing friendship. My dear devotee, he is a true friend who does not give you up when you are in need. He is a friend who doesn't give you up when you are in misfortune. He is a friend who doesn't give you up when you are hungry or you go to war. A good friend comes with you even if you come into the court before a judge. And a good friend even goes with you when you are carried to the cremation ground. This is a friend. Test a friend when you are in adversity and misery. When Gopadevata heard these words of friendship, she smiled and spoke, "You have expressed some causes of misery, but a much greater misery has come upon me. A terrible calamity happened. I was peacefully going to your in your direction, and then Nanda's son Krishna was walking on the narrow pathways by the hillside. When I came and wanted to pass by him, I had some yogurt on a clay pot on my head, but that Krishna suddenly stopped me. He carried a flute and a stick in his hand. Then he grabbed me by the hand, laughed and said, 'Now you must pay me tax, otherwise you can't pass. Pay your tax in your court.' That expert in tasting yogurt became most aggressive when I said, 'I will never pay you anything, O son of Nanda, who is greedy after yogurt.' Hare Krishna. What did he do when he heard this? He took his stick, aimed it at my yogurt pot, and bang, broke it. After breaking the best of pots, he drank the yogurt which ran down, and then he grabbed my upper cloth and ran towards Nandishwara Hill. I'm so happy, so unhappy." "Although by birth he is a Gopa, today this Krishna has become a low-class Shudra because of his unsaintly behavior. He is not a hero. Oh no, oh no. He doesn't have a good character. Oh no, oh no. Oh saintly girl who secretly thinks of Krishna, today you should be free of all your illusions about Krishna. He is not saintly, he is unsaintly. Give up your love for this Krishna." Then Gopadevata fell silent and looked outwardly extremely miserable. Inside he was smiling. Surprised to hear these harsh and hateful words, Srimati Radhika smiled. And then in her mind, she worshipped Mother Saraswati so that she would speak the right things and answer, and then started her answer. "Listen very carefully. Krishna had blasphemed Krishna to see if Radha would still love him even when some bad news about him were spread. This is what Radharani said to Happy Krishna. O foolish friend, why do you criticize Lord Krishna? He playfully came to this world as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to enjoy pastimes and at the same time remove the burden of the earth. Radharani talked how Brahma and Shiva perform yogic austerities to attain Krishna. She said how Shukadev and Kapila and Angira worship him. She said that Krishna is wonderful because he's always covered with the dust which is raised by the coo, by the hoofs of the coos, cows. And then she said that Krishna has killed demons. But do you know one thing, Gopadevata? No, said Gopadevata. I don't know one thing. I only know that Krishna is unqualified. Krishna's special quality is that he always stays near to his devotees. Although he is the powerful Lord of millions of universes, although the powerful devatas bow down to his feet, he is the lover of his devotees, Bhaktavatsala. Then Krishna, in the form of Sri Gopadevata, heard this. He was inwardly most happy, but outwardly he said, I don't believe it. You are Krishna's devotees. Where then is Krishna? If Krishna is always near to his devotees, show me your Krishna. Then only if you show me Krishna, I will believe that Krishna is near to his devotees. Only when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes here in person, Radha, and confirms your words, will I believe them. Radharani looked at Gopadevata. In her mind she thought, I want so much to meet Krishna. I'm worshipping Tulsi to meet Krishna. I carried Krishna in my hands. Then he became my beloved. But then, just after we had played in the forest of Vrindavan and I wanted to decorate him, he turned into a baby. He avoided me. But now I have to show that Krishna is with me. Radharani said, O Gopadevata, if Krishna now comes here, I will give him everything I have, including myself. Previously I have said that I would give you palaces, elephants, dresses, if it would make you happy. But when Krishna comes, I will give everything to him. Do you still want that he comes? Gopadevata said, yes. Then Radharani stood up, bowed down before Sri Nandanandana Krishna, in her mind offered him a seat. Then she closed her eyes to call him through her meditation. In this way, she came very close to Krishna. Lord Krishna watched with great love how his beloved Srimati Radharani approached him in her meditation. He saw how Radharani started to perspire and manifest all the signs of deep longings. He watched how her face filled with loving tears, which ran down her cheeks and her neck. As Krishna looked at Radharani, and the gopis looked at Radharani, Krishna became so pleased at his heart that he suddenly manifested his own male form and started to address Radha with a voice deep as thunder. O Ramburu, O Chandravadane, O Brajasundari, O Brajeshwari, O Radhe, O Priya, O Beloved, O Navala Yovana Manashila, O girl with all the virtues of youth, open your eyes, look, caught by your sweet love. I was secretly walking through the forest of Vrindavan, but the net of your love caught me and swiftly brought me here. I have come, Radha. Open your eyes. I'm here. When Srimati Radharani heard this deep voice, she opened her eyes and saw before her Lord Krishna. She couldn't speak at that time. She could only gaze at him with loving eyes and bow down before his lotus feet. All her desires were now fulfilled, and she became very, very happy at heart. My dear devotees, this is how our Krishna is. He tests your love. Tomorrow you will chant your 64 rounds. Krishna will be very close by. He will watch you. When you feel dry, he will feel he can do better. When you feel a longing and a love for Krishna, he will feel happy. Wow! I'm coming. Just now in Krishna's language means it might take a little bit longer. Krishna will watch you, but he will be always close by. Krishna is pleased with every devotee who tries to chant his holy name. My dear devotees, any person who with devotion hears this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna Chandra attains the supreme goal of life. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Srimati Radharani ki, Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow is the day where we will pass the test of Krishna. It's your 64 rounds day. Now, just before your 64 rounds day, a movie arrived from Sri Sri Radha Madhava, our deities in Mayapur. The movie is called May You Be Blessed. It is a blessing. You please turn towards the screen. Maybe one of you, Nabhushan, you could maybe remove this here, which is maybe just put it in the back. Hare Krishna. So nothing can go wrong tomorrow. You are blessed. I would like to tell you a little bit about the plan. Tomorrow we will have the Mona Vrata, which starts after the breakfast. If you have things to discuss still or arrange with your room, the partners, the devotees who share with you a room, that can be done in the morning up till the breakfast. And after the breakfast, we will go into Monam, the vow of silence. You will see, when you talk for a whole day, nothing else than Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, your mental functions will be totally different. We will read during the morning class a text by Srila Prabhupada on Monam, which will most probably fascinate you entirely. It's a very unusual text. And then tomorrow we will be able to chant the whole day. There is no other program. We will also not offer our yoga program tomorrow, so that there's really exclusive focus. At 2 o'clock we will serve prasadam, but it's a special prasadam, and I want to request Manohar, if he is here, to take note. It is something like a buffet prasadam. In other words, if you are just so much in the flow at 2 o'clock that you don't wish to interrupt because you have caught a good breeze, a good Krishna conscious time or period of your chanting, you don't need to take prasadam and at that time and be in anxiety, my God, is it there later? It will be all afternoon waiting for you from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You will be able to go in that to time to eat, so that you don't feel compelled to stop at one time. It is like a buffet. You can serve yourself, and when someone else is there, you can, in Mona wise, you know, tell him what you want. And in this way be very, very very silent. You will see, in the beginning it's a little bit, you should also not speak through eyes, you know, not that you go like, you know, you are for yourself in that time, in your space, really. And then we will all meet together at 7 o'clock here in the temple, in the community hall. I also want to tell you, you can of course wander everywhere and find nice places in the forest to chant, but it is the experience of many 64 rounds chanters that it does help them a lot to be in a community of chanters. It really carries you. Sometimes you may need to go outside or want to go outside and make a long walk with Krishna. But at other times, I strongly encourage you to use this facility, which is always waiting for you. There will be Srimati Tulsi Devi. It would be nice if we can have extra tulasis like this. Who is, I think, Anupma, your... Will the Tulasi go to their Tulasi? They can stay here. Good. For tomorrow, they can be here and you know, sanctify us. It will be your best day. I can guarantee you. It's so easy. You will tell even your grandchildren about it. So the only thing which is very, very important tomorrow is please come to the morning class. It tunes you in. It gives you important background knowledge of why 64 rounds. There is a surprise waiting for you in the class and so on. I also recommend those of you who have no trouble going early to bed to go early to bed and start early. If you have a good run before the morning program, it will, then you will chant 120 rounds. Really, last time we had someone who in Croatia, there was one devotee who had finished 64 rounds by 3 o'clock, and then he thought, what do I do now? I can't talk. I can't go to the telephone and tell my friends all over the world. It's Monam. Well, I chant more. And of course, that's a good idea. So I wish... Yeah. Yes? Well, what we will do is, Manohar, maybe you can tell the temple staff that it is Monam so that they know and they are not, you know, afraid of you all of a sudden. Like, you know, we are often in hotels, you know, and doing these retreats at retreat places. And in the beginning, we forgot to tell the staff. And all the devotees... And they thought, my God, has something happened to them? Was something bad in the food yesterday? Or, you know? And then we explained to them, dear staff, please respect that these are spiritualists on the Monavrata. And we explained what that is, and then it didn't happen. No one will talk for you to you, don't worry, because they are informed. And if someone talks to you, you just make like this, and then they will know. And if a child talks to you, then you can also talk back to the child. I mean, no one will. I don't know what Mother Leshwari, what will you do with Ratnabhushan is in charge. Yeah, so when Manjari talks to you, we will, of course. She speaks Swedish. Only Radhika can talk to her. You know. Yeah. It's not. They will all respect it. You will see. And if someone out of mistake, you know, out of all of a sudden. Then he will notice. Oop. Sorry. Oop. No, but it's very natural. You would see, it's very natural. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I experienced the piece of paper is a good technique.
Piece of paper. That's what the Moni Babas do, and they talk with the paper all the time. The idea is no communication. not only by words, by thoughts also, you are with it. I mean, if you need it, if the police comes or you are elected to be the next president for Brussels and you have to make a public statement, then you can do it on a paper and so on. But yeah, it's our experience that you don't require it. Yes, I was like you also. My God, maybe I should learn a computer, and type everything in the computer. It's very easy. It's very pleasant. Finally, you have peace. You would see it. It's a wonderful feeling. Yes.
Sometimes there are asking some guests, so maybe practical to answer them.
When we have guests who need our attendance, usually it's only one person who takes care of them. I've seen, especially in Radha Desh, it's not that all of the Radha Deshis talk to them. It's only one that's the tour guide. That's what I see. And the devotees in the restaurant. But if someone asks you, if it should happen what happened never before, that the guest comes to you, tell me about Krishna. then it is possible, obviously, Then you will tell something better than silence. If you make service during this time, tell your service authorities that it's Mona. Maybe they like to also do Mona, but if it's not possible, then you can also talk. I see you are, from your questions, I see you are, this is a new space. It's a new experience, and you... It will be, please believe me, you have listened to me so long, now you can also listen this one sentence. It's easy. You will see. But you have to, you will see. You now if you, I will give tomorrow morning my talk about Monam, but what it is, based on the Bhagavatam, and you will be, you will have some more ideas. Now I think we should end because you want to go to, you need to do your evening activities. And I want to thank very much to our flute Prabhu and Sita Prabhu. It's very nice. Also our violin players. Very, very, very satisfying to the heart how you play. Hare Krishna. Good night.